I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Even though 2020 has been a rough year for many bands, it's been a very good year for the A.V. Grouse Band, and it's getting better all the time. The Quad Cities-based blues rock band hit the top 10 on the Billboard Blues album chart for its debut disc, is nominated by Blues Blast magazine for Best Debut Album New Artist, was a semifinalist in this year's International Blues Challenge, and is the inaugural artist for a new online series presented by the River Music Experience and Joy Avenue Media. The new Jam Sessions, starting at 6 p.m. Friday with the A.V. Grouse Band, aim to present high-quality, free live streams of the best Quad Cities bands, providing safe live music to the community. Tips and donations to the band help cover the production costs. The A.V. Grouse Band is Chris A.V., Jenny Grouse, Brian West, and Randy Leisman, and often with Nick Vasquez on the keyboards. RME Executive Director Tyson Danner said, "There's so few opportunities for the public to hear live music right now, and the RME has worked with sound engineer Dustin Cobb at Joy Avenue Media for years, and he's been a great supporter of its mission." Band member Jenny Grouse is equally thrilled to have this new outlet in a professional, COVID-safe studio in Bettendorf.
That's why we're excited about this Friday with Joy Avenue Media, Dustin, and the RME, who I just found out was partnering with it as well, which is exciting. Because it means that all of us are getting together to be together in one room, all five of us even, and Dustin is safely on the other side of his, like an entirely different room, listening to us and managing the sound, and we get to stream live on Friday as a full band.
The new series lets the RME continue its mission, as it's done for months with curbside concerts and the current Live at 5 series outdoors in the RME courtyard, providing live music even if it's not in person. Within a year of forming in 2017, the band won the Iowa Blues Challenge and played its first IBC in Memphis, Tennessee in January 2018. It also was back for the worldwide competition last January, both times earning a spot as semifinalist in the top 40 of 250 bands. The guys in the band had participated in the IBC many times before. Grouse says they recorded their first full-length album, The Devil May Care, at Catamount in Cedar Falls, Iowa. It was released internationally in March, and they had big plans for an album release party and tour. Then the pandemic obliterated their nationwide tour schedule.
And we understand why. It absolutely makes sense. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, but it absolutely makes sense. So because all of our touring was completely canceled, and because of our concerns over what's happening with the pandemic, you know, we stayed pretty quiet in terms of being out in public.
Last weekend, they did their first live show back as a full band and will do one this Sunday in Kellogg, Iowa, about 2 hours west of the Quad Cities. The last live show they did before the shutdown was March 13th in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. On August 29th, they returned as a band in the Quad Cities to play outside the meat market in Davenport. And since March 20th, they've been doing Facebook live streams as a trio from Brian and Chris's Bettendorf apartment, Fridays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at noon.
In some ways, the live stream is nice because we can see what they're saying, but it never will make up for what it's like to be in front of an audience of people that are smiling or clapping or showing a response of some sort, whatever that response is. You know, the depth of human emotion comes out in a concert. Sometimes you make people cry. Sometimes you make people laugh and dance. You know, every show has something different to offer, and that's why live music is so valuable. We can never bottle up and recreate what happens between an audience and a musician. It's magic. It's special.
Grouse quit her radio station job last fall to do music full-time after having worked as manager of KDEC AM and FM in Decorah, Iowa, formerly owned by her parents, for 16 years. She and her husband have three teenage daughters. People can vote for the Blues Blast Awards until Saturday, and for more information on the group, visit avgrouseband.com. Tune in Friday for the Jam Session at the Joy Avenue Media Facebook page. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.